Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 190, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. Okay. Directed by Gil Keenan, writing partner of Jason Reitman. Jason Reitman I don't know how that worked. Gave up the directorial reins or something. Anyways, he's not directing this one. He's helping produce and write. We got March 22nd, 2024 in the United States. Budget of $100 million. So far, box office 61.6. So
that's worldwide or is that domestic?
That's I think that's probably domestic.
Right? Oh, domestic. That's pretty damn good then. I mean, I think after.
Well, like, I don't know. It doesn't say. Oh, okay. I could be wrong. The point is, it doesn't match up yet.
Yeah.
It's under. Sony announced a sequel to Afterlife in April 2022, with Reitman returning as director, co-writer, and executive producer. Keenan later took over as director from Reitman that December, with the latter staying on as co-writer and producer the same month. Rudd, Coon, Grace, Wolfhard, O'Connor, Kim, Murray, Aykroyd, Hudson, Potts, and Atherton were all confirmed to reprise their roles. So, yeah, we get the return of Walter Peck. We get the return of the OG Ghostbusters. We get the original crew from Afterlife. The Spangler group, and then a couple other new ones, which probably didn't need to be done. It didn't help this movie.
And the librarian guy, like, there's some like cameos. I'm like, oh shit, oh yeah, that's the library like guy from the first movie. I'm like, okay, he shows up in this movie too.
Briefly
when they come into the library. Good to see you again. Well,
did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we start in New York. We just start with the car on the road, don't we?
No, we do the 1904 American Adventure Society stuff.
1904, and then we see the Ghostbusters house in 19, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing that scene in like old timey, and then I'm pretty sure that that might have actually been there in 1904, the 8 Hook and Ladder building.
Yeah.
I like how they use the real name of the firehouse, and that's pretty cool. And they go out to this call. I don't know why they were called. They're firefighters. Hey, something's frozen over here. Call the fire department. That's the opposite of what we do, sir. And they go to this. What was the name of the thing? The Adventurers Society?
American Adventurers Society? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and they're having a little ball in a room, and they're all frozen. Guy walks in, touches the guy, shatters. They're all frozen. They find that spherical ball kind of held by somebody in some chainmail armor, which will come into play later. Really cool, interesting. This movie has a lot of practical effects. I watched a lot of behind the scenes before this coming up with the Adam Savage Mythbuster guy. Mm-hmm. He's had a lot of access to the set and props department and people. And he does Ghostbusters content because he just likes it. He's you know, he has like the big 1/6 scale ectos that are like 4 foot long. He makes proton packs. That's a practical effect, that guy shattering.
That's cool.
All those guys shattering. And I saw how they make it with that, like a wax outside, and they fill it with this silicone stuff so it'll just fall down instead of blowing out. And it was just really cool how they did that one effect. A lot of work to get that tiny shot of somebody shattering safely.
That's cool.
And practically, when she could have just CG'd that real quick.
Yeah.
So
I can kind of tell, even like there's that really cool shot. I like weird fucking shit, but there's a scene where I forget what that old timey music box thing is called, but the hand is ripped from the guy standing there and it's like going. And I'm like, that looks fucking, that's pretty cool. And it's like touching his arm as it's spinning. It's like, that's fucking dope.
Oh, yeah, and there's that creepy chant been played. Oh, shit, this is a little creepier than Ghostbusters. This is some Omen shit.
Yeah.
Well, this is like the Omen. This is like the Omen. Then we cut to normal time. Is that's where we're on the streets?
Yeah, that's when we get our first little, like, set piece.
We get a little ecto. And it's been a while. I just love hearing that siren. Mm-hmm. They don't really play the siren in Afterlife, do they? I don't remember too much. They just kind of, every time they got the car, I feel like they're just driving it.
Yeah,
this time you got the siren going, that patented, the ring, ring. and it's fucked up, faded. It's like it's like not working very well. It even turns off at some point, and Finn has to. Now he's an electrician or some shit. Now he knows shit. Anyways, they're all in the car chasing down a sewer. They have a name for it. Oh, the Manhattan Hell's Kitchen sewer ghost. We gotta get him. Hell's Kitchen sewer snake. And he's whipping through there, and it's huge, which is kind of interesting. They've never really.
Like a
They have
big
their.
eel, yeah.
Yeah, they have their set piece giant Stay Puft, but they've never really. When they face a ghost, it's typically, decent size. It's not giant like that. Seeing as I've got it's like 20, 30 feet long. And they're ripping with the car. And we get the car. It's looks nice on the outside, but apparently it's not that fixed up because shit's already breaking in it.
Yeah, it's like nuts and bolts. I think the first shot we even get in the interior is like the car overheating. It's like the old school dashboard, and Paul Rudd's like, that's not good. They're like complaining about how fucking overheating the car is. So yeah, it's like nuts and bolts inside.
And we do get the slight modification. I don't know why they did this, but they did it. They added the red stripe down the hood, the two of them, connecting from the red fins. I don't know. I kind of like it. I modified my Lego car to look like that,
Nice.
but I don't know if I'll keep it now after seeing this movie. But they did it. New toys, new merch. And they get the little RC freaking trap from the first one that's going out the chasing it down, trying to catch it. It can't get it because it's way too high in the sky. And then the mom, I really don't remember everyone's names from this damn movie. So many
Yeah,
people.
well, I mean, there's like 20 characters. I don't blame
Yeah, the mom's like, oh, it's mom time. It puts on her VR glasses and then the freaking GoPro or DJI 4K drone pops out the top with a trap in the middle. And it's going. Zzz. And they actually trap it with that, right? Yeah. And it's got to go like vertical. Zzz, and zzz. That's like, why don't you just put the trap facing below and you just fly over something? I don't know. It's a weird way to trap something. But they get it and they go to. Is that. They go back to the firehouse to go to put it in the containment unit, and that's where they have the malfunction, and it's kind of hard to put it in. He's like, oh, the light is green, the trap is the light is green, the trap like throwing us lines we know constantly, and they finally cram it in there. And I think Phoebe's like, how many ghosts are in there? Has this been just never dumped? And I think Annie Potts is around and says, where are we gonna put it, in the East River? No, it's never been dumped. We never thought about things like that in
It's in the
the
80s. Yeah, we didn't fucking
80s.
care.
And she's like, so it's had like 40 years of ghosts just being put in it and nothing. Yeah, what about it? And where do we go from there?
We get to the kind of big first plot point where they get to Peck's office and he basically reprimands them for the destruction and says like you can't have a fucking child running around with a proton pack.
Peck is now the mayor. And yeah, McKenna can't be a Ghostbuster because she's not 18. So she gets benched and she's pretty pissed at that. And it's kind of lame because then we get her sidelined as a Ghostbuster for most of the movie when she was our main Ghostbuster. Oh, we get a little bit of Finn. Finn, I've always thought, was not very good in these. The
Well, it's not
mom
that
is
he's
kind of.
I mean, he's yeah, I mean, I guess he's just a Stranger Things guy. But the problem with Finn in both of these movies is that they just don't really give him much to do. He's just kind of around. It's like they don't really that's his problem, is that the movie never knows what to do with the older brother. It's like you got to incorporate him in better ways than how they treat him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree.
And
He's kind of like nothing.
yeah, the mom's a little forgettable too. Paul Rudd's pretty good, but he's Paul Rudd. He seems a little out of place in this universe, but he's pretty funny. Some of the best lines came from Paul Rudd. When he's in there with the mayor and they start riffing, and that this movie has a lot of trailer not in the movie itis. Like there's a scene in the trailer where they do the court stuff in that room. He's like, "I object." It's like, you can't object. This isn't a courtroom. And then Finn, I sustained. That's not in the movie. Not in the movie.
Or the
At
suits.
all.
I mean, I guess we're
Yeah,
jumping
that's a
ahead,
big
but
deal.
yeah, I was like, where the fuck are those suits, man?
The red jackets that everyone had to buy and get the little prop light in the pocket that are expensive. And then are on the poster, them in them. It makes sense because it's cold. They don't even wear them. I think, what's that girl's name? The frickin' chick who's not even really part of the Ghostbusters. That's their friend.
Oh, lucky.
What the? Lucky has one for a little bit. I don't think I see a main Ghostbuster with one on at all. And they don't have that scene on the roof where they're all wearing them and they're like, oh,
Yeah, like that great delivery of Paul Rudd. He's like, whoa, like his little
yeah,
thing. He's
like
like, what
taken
was that
aback by
about?
something. Like, oh man, that sucks. Like,
Yeah,
all these people got these jackets.
I know. I wanted to see them so bad because they look really fucking cool. Going back to the mayor scene, I like Paul Rudd in this movie a lot. I liked him in the first one too. But
I like him. I think he'd stand out, but something about it feels a little off to
I
me.
agree with you that like in a way they kind of dumb him down from the first movie, and I didn't like that. Like in the first time I saw it, the first time I realized it was in the mayor's office because he again his character is a scientist and a teacher. Like he's a pretty smart guy. And then in the mayor, he's like, "Can I approach the bench?" And the mayor's like, "Do I look like a judge?" Like, why would you say, "Can I approach the?" Like, it doesn't make sense for his character. It's just a dumb line. Like, the movie kind of treats him like a dummy, and I'm like, he's not a dummy. He's a smart person. So that line was just like, okay, that was weird and out of character. But there's a couple moments like that where I'm like, you kind of dumb Paul Rudd's character down a little bit just so he can be more Paul Ruddy,
Yeah,
but he
and
does have
then
good lines.
they get into the dynamic of him being the stepdad to Grace,
Which
and then
I
like,
like that stuff.
well, she's the best Ghostbuster hat on. If anybody deserves, she deserves a pack. And he's like, "Who is she to you, Walter Peck?" And he's like, "I'm her step teacher." And
That
that
was
got a
funny.
laugh in my theater. That was pretty good. And then I think he says, "So nothing." And yeah, Walter Peck, brutally underutilized too. Just doing a kind of a much muted shtick of his stuff from the first one. He had an edge in the first one. It was an asshole. He's kind of fighting against him, but he's not an asshole really in this. It's just a muted version, and it's really total screen time. What do we got with him? 5 minutes.
If that,
Yeah. So that's just another throwaway. And then they go back, and I think we get some dialogue between Mom and Gruberson saying, you can't just be their friend the whole time. You got to be an asshole. And he's like, "Hey, I didn't know I was allowed to. Okay, if you want, I will be an asshole to your kids. Okay, if it makes you happy," and all this stuff. And that
Yeah, I'll
stuff's
be
pretty
nice to
good.
you, but I'll be an asshole to your kids. That got me a good chuckle, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the funny little story tells, like, "Well, look at me. 4 years ago, I was teaching science, and now I'm ghost busting. And then I got turned into a dog. Me and your mom got it on."
You know what I'm saying? Does a little fist bump.
Yeah. And yeah, where do we go? The movie
Covers
just
so
kind of,
much. Yeah,
yeah, there's
there's so
and
many
the
fucking
pacing of it is
subplots.
so weird. It's hard to remember the sequences, but I
Yeah, I
think
guess
they
we can
go up.
break them down. I mean, there's so many. There's the secret kind of new base. There's the relationship
Oh
with
yeah.
Phoebe and the ghost. There's the fucking fire mat. Like, there's so many
Yeah, there's
subplots
a
in this movie.
new Ghostbusters base with some scientists, and then we get the almost Egon-like character, that blonde guy,
Oh
who's
yeah, he's like
they're all kind
Irish.
of throwaway. We don't really care. They don't do much or say anything, but they're researchers, and they get a new patch and a new suit just for the engineer corpse and podcasts and
Oh yeah.
or podcasts that stay with Venkman. I guess Lucky is there interning or something. And they're building a new containment unit, and they're taking spirits out of possessed items. Like, who cares? Like,
Yeah.
I thought we were Ghostbusters. It's like, oh, we get possessed item, like a possessed Walkman CD player. Better get that spirit out of there. Like, ooh, the CD player jumps around. I don't think it's a big deal. We're not. Is
Yeah.
this what we're doing? Yeah. And then they got this machine that extracts a spirit from a physical item, and we get the line from Phoebe, would that work on a human if they were possessed? Oh, we don't know. We've never tested that. Don't try it later.
Remember that because they'll come back. I actually kind of, I mean, yeah, the character is like, what the fuck? But I actually like the world building of like, introducing something new. I thought that was kind of like, and it's kind of shepherded in by Winston. So I thought that was kind of cool. I really liked Possessor. That thing was fucking. That thing's
Yeah.
pretty cool. That's a nice addition.
The ability to take control of any inanimate object. Dan Aykroyd's narration over everything
Yeah.
to tell a story is just ridiculous but awesome at the same time.
I love his introduction, by the way, with him in podcast doing a YouTube video. And I'm obligated to say, if you like this video, please like and like podcast and keep talking to his ear. And then they like
Yeah.
talk to that old woman with the watch. And I thought that whole setup was pretty fun.
Yes, an emotional bond can be made even between a man and a Timex. Then they, and this will tell us if it's possessed. That's all they do is just hit it with a PKE. That's the show. Nope, not possessed. And then podcast just smashes the watch. Oh, it's my dead husband's
Yeah, I
watch.
was like, well, it's
Don't
still
worry, he
out of
wasn't in
nowhere.
there.
It's the draw of the
Next.
show. Yeah, I know.
And there's a line of people. And then I think when they go busting, Phoebe, I keep confusing her name with her real name. She's not Grace. Phoebe, is downtrodden, right, and sulking around, and goes out on the town, right, and brings her chess set to the,
Central
what the
Park or
heck is it?
something, yeah.
Central Park, yeah, sets up on one of those chess benches, and she, I don't, what is she gonna do? She just starts playing chess with herself. And what was your intention if nothing happened? You were just gonna move one piece, and okay, this didn't work. I don't
Yeah.
understand if she was trying to play grandpa again.
That's what I thought too, because they played chess in the first movie, and I was like, oh, they're bringing Egon back. That's kind of
Yeah.
cool. All right. And then, nope. So,
Yeah,
like,
I was
they
like, that's
already
kind
know
of
each
cool. That
other,
kind of
or.
diminishes him passing
Yeah.
on.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then she starts playing chess with someone. And then the ghost appears to her, and it's a young woman with flames and whoosh, licky flames. And she's clear. She's very much like a Ghostbusters 2016 ghost.
Yeah.
Very clear and, like, just transparent blue. So I didn't like the look of this ghost. But I guess they established they can do that with Egon. Yeah, I was burned alive in a fire. And she's got some good lines. Well, good thing your face didn't burn off. Yeah, I died before that. My whole family died in the fire.
Yeah. Thank God for
I
that. Yeah. Thank God your face didn't burn off.
want to get back with him, but I have some unfinished business. Get the Casper. That's why
Yeah.
ghosts are around. What is your unfinished business? If I knew that, I wouldn't be here, okay? I don't know what it is. But anyways, she just starts this relationship with this ghost, and it's really strange. It seems romantic, did it
Yeah.
not?
It's like
It seemed.
it's weird because I feel like the studio probably wanted it to go a step further because you're waiting for them to kiss. I mean, there wasn't a single fucking person in that theater who were waiting for them to kiss. But it's almost like the studio got cold feet because they didn't want to deal with the fucking YouTube woke bullshit. So they're like, let's have our cake and eat it too, I guess, where it's like, oh, they're not really in a relationship, but they kind of are. I don't know. It's a weird
Yeah.
thing where it's like, maybe they're friends. We can call it friends because they actually don't have any romantic, but we all kind of know, like, it's fine. You can, why not just go there if you're gonna go there? Like, who gives a fuck about the woke crowd? Like, if you're gonna do it, do it. But I don't know. It was weird.
Don't go there. A relationship with a ghost is just, it's too
It's,
far out
yeah,
there for
that's exactly.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
Like, really,
totally.
you could give her a relationship with a living girl, but
Yeah.
a ghost?
Yeah.
Really? It's so weird. Oh,
But
yeah,
even
especially because
podcast, I was like, that'd be fun. Like, they have a good dynamic, but I don't know. Maybe they're just doing it for the friends thing, which I like too, but.
Because she'll see her throughout the movie, and I guess we'll just jump ahead to different things and come back and forth because it's so hard to remember the actual sequence the way this movie goes. But her whole arc is she keeps appearing to her and establishing more of a friendship. Oh yeah, and then there's a Ghostbusters call at the house, and they're all out on a different call, and Podcast and Phoebe are at the Ghostbusters house, and they take the call.
Which I want to pause there because that I think got the biggest laugh out of me is podcast is like, all right, we're back, Ghostbusters back, back in the car, back in New York City, Phoebe and podcast, like his whole like spiel before they leave. I thought that was really funny. Anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought that was a funny
And they
line.
don't have a car. They walk. They walk to this diner. What the heck was the diner called? Oh yeah, Phoebe's. Or not Phoebe's. It was the name of the girl. I forget the name of the ghost girl.
I don't remember.
But anyways, it's her name, whatever diner. And so you're like, oh, interesting. And she's sitting there at a booth, just chilling. And oh yeah, Podcast is like, oh, shoot her! What are you doing? Shoot her! And she feels bad. I don't want to, which it brings in like a conundrum, which is would be interesting to go into, but they didn't. Which is like, what did he do? These are real people that died,
Yeah, totally.
and you're capturing them and throwing them into
A
a
prison,
containment
basically.
unit forever,
Yeah.
so they can't move on, and you know, and have their spirit be part of the galaxy or whatever. How they explain it that way. They don't want to say you're moving on to heaven, okay? You're just going up into space. That's what
Yeah.
you're doing. So that would have been very interesting, a moral dilemma about ghost busting, but
Yeah,
they don't
and
even
that's
really
one of
go
my
into it.
kind of favorite little scenes of the movie because it's the only time, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's really the only time the movie has any sort of like conflict where we as an audience are like, yeah, like we feel we're in Phoebe's shoes of like, oh, but nothing else in the movie kind of has that weight. But yeah, they don't really do much with that. Like I feel like that scene should have happened later in the movie, like after you like establish the relationship more and then we get to kind of later on where it's more of like a bigger thing, but yeah, I thought that was
Like,
a
yeah, I
cool
can't
spot.
bust my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she shoots and then kind of misses. And then, yeah, they don't get her. What was your problem? That ghost was there. You ruined it. And
Yeah.
then and she causes a lot of damage too of the diner without busting the ghost. You know, my aim is really good. I could have hit it if I wanted to. And then I guess we'll have to cut to another part to make sense is we get a what the heck is that guy's name? Nunjari?
Yeah, let me look him up because, yeah, he's definitely a big part of the plot, more or less.
Yeah, his character Najib, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Hate to butcher it for him.
Yeah, I think it's Kamal, and yeah, Nadim is his character name.
Nadim is a
Nadim.
character.
Yeah.
So he shows up to a cult or raise a cult books where they do the podcast and stuff. And this is after the podcast and they're kind of shutting down. And he's like, are you the old guy who are you the weird old guy who buys strange things? Yes, on both accounts. Like, then have I got something for you? This is a collection from my grandmother. I think you're really going to enjoy. And starts showing us up. Nice. And he's like, looking at stuff, and finally gets to the orb. Wow. And he's like, yes, I knew you would like that one. That's the prime piece. And he's like, was this a ancient Arabic script? Yes, ancient Arabic or
Yeah.
something.
And I won't give it away for under $50. And then he says that, and he's like, 60?
Yeah, and he's like, this is amazing. 60. Just gonna
Yeah.
whisper. Like, whatever's trapped in here could alter space-time. 70.
Yeah. Yeah,
That shit's
his
hilarious.
character didn't always work for me throughout, but I do think he's having the most fun in this movie.
Oh,
He
yeah.
has so many good lines, and it's all like subtle, kind of like the first movie. Like the first movie's comedy is very dry, and I think his humor is also very dry and subtle. So I appreciated that.
Yeah, and anyways, he sells it. And Dan, I think they agree on 70, right? Dan Aykroyd hands him 100. I don't have change.
Yeah,
Just
and runs
walks
out.
out. That's pretty good. And anyways, that orb gets down to the research department, and that blonde guy, they're gonna try and extract the spirit from it. So it's a very powerful spirit, because what, it breaks the PKE. And it does some other things, like fucks up the ground or something, makes an earthquake. So it's very powerful. And it's like, Ray should know. Like, he knows. Like, he's just treating it like, all right, yeah, take it to the research department. It's like, dude, he knows something about this is totally fucked up. And he's just like, yeah, take care of it.
Yeah, and even
And.
like it even does something in the shop. Like I think it fro freezes Ray's hand, and then you get some shots outside and like random places in New York that like the ground starts to freeze. I think even the
Yeah.
firehouse thing starts to freeze, the ghost box, whatever the hell, that starts to
Yeah.
freeze, and then it like drops down in Ray's kind of glass thing. And I don't remember if he takes it to the science crew first or if they. Oh yeah, he drops it off and then they go to the library to like do the research on it. They don't
Yep.
have it on them. Okay, yeah.
And that's where we get Patton Oswalt, and they go into the library, which is pretty, he just parks. Oh yeah, which is kind of, another kind of cool thing is they have this motorcycle. What was it, Ecto
Oh,
Z
yeah,
or
something like that.
something? And it's just a motorcycle with a sidecar, which is cool because that's like a real Ghostbusters nod. They have something like that in real Ghostbusters. And the guy said he was heavily influenced by real Ghostbusters, the director. And there's another really good reference later. So he pulls up and just parks in the middle of the, like, sidewalk. He's like, I don't think we can park here. And he's like, they know me here. And as he walks up, Dr. Stance, you are not allowed in the library. Enter, we're within 50 feet. All right, he's gone. Walks in.
Good to see you again. Yeah.
Which I don't understand why he wouldn't be. They just came to bust a ghost and they didn't have the equipment to and they left. That was your whole plan, Ray. Get her. I like it. Scientific. Get her. So they go in the library and they find Patton Oswalt, and he's like, they tell him about the. He instantly knows. They show him like a picture. Oh my God, this orb hasn't been seen since in 1905 at a party. He knows all about this specific party where they were all, for the first time in New York history, a whole room of people were frozen to death. He's talking about the ghost chill. Everyone just instantly knows the ability to kill by fear itself. And they go in with it. So I don't know. It's like we got to get a book about it. We got to go to the library podcast. Aren't we in the library? No,
The
this is the
real
fake library.
library.
The real library is underground. This is a facade for the normies. And so they go underground. And what happens down there that freaks them out? I don't, because they're running out of the library, aren't they?
Yeah, there's just more exposition. And I don't know if you caught this, but this 100% happened. 100%. I was watching his lips, but there's a moment where Patton Oswalt in real life, he's describing the society, and he says something to the effect it was a real fuck fest. And when you watched his lips, they like added ADR and they changed it to something else. But I watched his lips, and he definitely said fuck fest. And I was like, oh, maybe they didn't want to say the F word. I don't know if he improved it or what, but I thought that was kind of funny. But no, during that scene,
I think he said shit show, didn't he?
he
In
could, yeah,
real.
something like that. But yeah, he definitely said the word. I have to watch it again, but I'm pretty sure he said fuck. But he's playing an audio of the
Oh,
chant
yeah.
from that room or something.
This is a wax
And
cylinder.
yeah. And before the library stuff, it's established that when the orb at the lab, starts breaking their kind of barriers and their rooms that were holding the ghost, which I thought was a really cool scene, like the red lights come on, it's kind of tense. But Possessor ends up escaping and he's kind of run, showing like quick things, him run around New York, but he finds his way into the library. And then I think Possessor possesses something. I don't remember what it does, but it
Remember, he
runs out of the
possessed the
room.
wax cylinder.
That's what it was, yeah.
Remember, and then he tries to get out. I think he possesses that, and then goes into a garbage
Garbage
sack.
bag, yeah. Just
And
like
then the garbage bag
scurrying out.
just.
Get him.
Stop that cylinder! It can't escape the library! And yeah, they're running to the library, and then they're making noise. And as they run past an aisle, and they hear shh, and then
Yeah.
Ray goes back, and then it's the library ghost that's still there, shh, and
Yeah.
that's all practical, just like they did in the first one.
I
So
think
is
Slimer
Slimer,
was too, a lot of the stuff I saw. I was like, that's fucking cool.
yeah, but for some reason they have CG Ecto-1s. Like, it's
Yeah, I
definitely
noticed some of the.
CG when it pulls out of the firehouse, because watching Ghostbusters and knowing the physics of how big that car is and how heavy it is, we know how it turns. Like, maybe they had to speed up the footage of it leaving the firehouse in number one, like,
Oh,
ring, to make
yeah.
it look like it's peeling out, because it can't do that. It's just so big in the inertia. And it pulls out of the firehouse and does, like, a really sharp, like, turn that just doesn't,
Makes sense,
yeah, this car can never do that. And it's just like, I was like, whoa, what the fuck was
yeah.
that? Like, that wasn't real. That car just instantly turned like a right angle. So I didn't like that. Yeah, they're running out and chasing the garbage bag, and they get outside, and it's a pretty funny shot. Oh, dang it, it made it outside. Yep, we'll never find it now. The podcast. Oh, there it is. And it's on the lion, and then it possesses the lion. Roar, the lion rears up at him, and then I think Phoebe shows up, right? And
Yeah,
shoots
they're
the
already
lion.
outside digging through the trash, and then Ray and the Patton Oswalt kind of run out, and then they're kind of dealing with the lion, and then the lion comes to life, and then Ray's like, "Push the button," and Podcast jumps on the cycle, and he's like, "There's fucking 50 million buttons," and he's like starting to like panically push all the buttons, and then eventually a trap comes out, or no, a proton pack, right? Because Phoebe can
Yeah,
shoot out of
a
it,
neutrino wand at least,
yeah.
and it doesn't work. But then Phoebe shows up, I think, with a pack and blasts it and shatters the lion. And for some reason, Walter Peck shows up, like the mayor shows up to events. Oh, I heard there's something going down. The
Yeah.
mayor shows up.
It's like she's got arrested or something. She's at the police station or something. And he like shows up. It's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Go away.
And then finally, when all this stuff, we go into her getting arrested and being a bad girl.
Yeah, they take away all their gear, and the mayor
Oh,
finally achieves, like, trying to shut them down, which doesn't have any impact at all because they just go back to the firehouse and continue as if nothing
yeah.
happened.
He's gonna condemn the building and stuff. And anyways, and throughout the movie, the containment unit is breaking down, and eventually it's gonna like blow up and release all the ghosts or something, which is kind of a throwaway plot point, I think, because by the time it does break down, it's like you didn't need to establish it was breaking down, right? Because
Yeah, my.
the main baddie kind of does it. I forget his name. Baraku?
Yeah, something like
Baku?
that. Yeah, the whole thing with the trap of the firehouse is that it's just there for the big bad villain to come. Because his whole shtick is he wants a ghost army to take over the world or whatever. And so his goal is to get to the firehouse and to unleash all of those ghosts that they've been harboring for 40 years. But yeah, that's really the only kind of plot with that trap at the firehouse is that they're trying to contain it, but
Yeah,
big
and then we
bad's
have
coming.
established who this Baku bad guy is by a stone kind of. What the hell's the movie where it tells like a story like that? Oh, yeah,
It's like an
Superman.
animation thing, like
Like Man
going
of
on the
Steel.
scrolls. Yeah.
Wasn't it where they're showing the metal and it's like, our people conquered worlds and
It was the
it's like.
at the library, Patton Oswalt like has this huge book, and he starts like doing all the exposition, and then we kind of cut down to the book, and then it starts
And
showing
it
all of it's like
animates and all,
animated.
yeah. And they took his horns, the source of his power. And the fire masters contained him with fire and copper or something like that.
And then speaking of one of my favorite scenes, is the Firemaster Venkman scene. I thought that was really fun, and with the fucking spaghetti strainer, and throwing the pens at him.
Yeah,
Those are
they
kind of fun.
establish that they go back to Nadim's house and they look in. This is my grandmother's room. That's where I found the orb. I found it looking for a Pop-Tart. Wow, this is some really cool stuff. All of this is for sale too.
Yeah.
If
Oh, another good
you.
line that I chuckled was he's talking to God, I call him Finn too, but what the fuck is Trevor, the older brother. And he's like, "Well," and he's talking about himself, and he's like, "Well, what's better, brothers that go on to be successful and rich and do something in life, or the person who doesn't do anything and sits around and sells things to get by?" And
Yeah.
then Finn's like,
Who's
"The
more
second one."
courageous? And he's like, yeah,
Yeah.
he's like, exactly,
Exactly. I thought that was pretty
yes.
good.
And come to find out this room is like made of copper. Is it copper? Was
I
that
think
the
it's
metal?
brass. They use copper at the
Brass?
end as like a thing, but yeah, I think it's brass.
Yeah, the whole room is brass and the orb is in there so it can contain like the. Oh yeah, and they make a bunch of sex jokes.
A
It's like,
sex
oh,
dungeon, yeah.
is this a sex dungeon? No, it's not a sex dungeon.
Yeah,
And it's like he plays like a harp or something. It's like, huh, all the acoustics are muted. There's no echo in here at all. Yeah, so no one could hear you scream in the sex dungeon. Listen, stop making sex dungeon jokes about my dead grandmother, my recently deceased grandmother.
That was good.
And yeah, we established that his grandmother was a fire master, like the original Ghostbusters, and they
Yeah.
trapped spirits and these things. And
Oh, and
so
they
he's.
scan him with the I forget what that's called. EPQ.
The PKE,
Yeah,
and
and
he's
then
off the
it's going off the
charts.
charts. Yeah, so they take him to Venkman.
Yep, and then they get the. So what are we doing here? We're just gonna see if you're possessed or have any kind of, demon inside you. And so what's the point of this spaghetti strainer on my head? And they're testing him. Just a few simple questions, please answer truthfully. What was the first
Is
one?
cute puppy or something about a puppy? Would you kill a dog, cute little puppy, or save it or something?
No. Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
So far, so good. And
Good.
if you had to eat a child, would you prefer skin on or skin off? What are you talking about? It's a simple question. I have to eat the child? Yep, skin on or skin
Is it my child?
off.
Is somebody else's?
It's a child. I don't know how to answer this. And he just throws a pen at his face. Ow!
Yeah.
Interesting. What's interesting? He keeps throwing pens at him. And every time he throws a pen at him, there's like a Bunsen burner behind him. He sees the flame gets
Yeah,
bigger.
I go up.
Stop throwing pens in my face. So he establishes he's a fire master or something. And so they end up trying to work with him on. Getting his powers,
Yeah,
like
harnessing
here,
his powers,
yeah,
yeah.
try and bend this fire into this candle. Go.
It's like a mini origin
And
story for this guy.
yeah, and then we get all the while we've got Baku released. So Phoebe and her ghost girlfriend, she meets up with her or something. There's a throwaway line earlier, man. I wish we could be on the same dimensional plane for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, I've wondered what it's like to be a ghost. And she goes down. I don't remember how they get there, but they're at the research facility, and Phoebe's going to extract her spirit from her body. This will only last 2 minutes, so then we can. What's the fucking point? So then I can be a ghost with you for 2 minutes, so we can.
Yeah.
Dude. So? You're communicating right now. What's
Yeah,
going to be
what's
the difference?
the
What's why do you need to be a ghost? Well, so we can really connect, you know what I
point?
mean?
Yeah.
And do we think we know what they mean? Because soon as she becomes a spirit, she comes out and they walk towards each other, and I was just like, oh my God, here we go. They're gonna
Yeah.
kiss. It's gonna be a ghost kiss. And they just get really close and don't. And I was like, oh my Jesus, what is
Yeah.
going on here? And then she's like, I need to apologize. And Phoebe's like, for what? For tricking you. What?
Her eyes go fucking white. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's controlled. He can only control ghosts, not humans. And then So he controls her and has her open the orb or sing the chant.
Yeah, it needs a
Voice.
human body to say the voice to say the chant,
Yeah,
yeah.
and it can only control ghosts. This is just a wacky plan. Like Baku knew you and was like threatening you and saying, "Hey, I can get you back with your family if you help me out." But it's in
Yeah.
an orb the whole time, and somehow they know that she can take her spirit out of her body somehow. This is just a very weird plan that is so out there, and everything has to be perfect. This doesn't seem like the plan you would come up with, but
Yeah.
that's the way it happens, and it's really weird. And then, anyways, Baku's out, and goes back to grandma's house and gets his horns, and then Phoebe's spirit goes back into her body. I don't quite remember what happens in the research facility after that.
I think they just
You
show
remember?
up and they're like super sympathetic, like, hey, come back to the firehouse. 'Cause there's a scene in the car where like the mom's kind of coddling Phoebe and she's like, you're probably mad at me. She's like, no, I'm not mad at you. Yada, yada, yada. And then,
Yeah, I told you to make mistakes.
yeah.
This was a pretty big one, but
And
I
then you
kind
get,
of thought like, oh yeah, and then Paul Rudd's like, yeah, like shoplifting. That's a good one.
Let's try that. And then, yeah, Baku, I like the scene where he goes to the e-cig shop. Are you the? And it says Fire Master e-cigarettes, whatever. He's like, are you the Fire Master? Hell yeah, I'm the Fire Master. What of
Can't you read? And
it?
then shatters him. And then Baku goes to the firehouse, freezes the whole city. Goes to the firehouse. How does the ghost get freed before the final confrontation? Does he go there twice?
They get. Oh yeah. When yeah,
Right?
when does the beam go into the sky? It has to be the fire because it comes out of the firehouse. Does it happen when he gets there and the ghosts start flying around the city? I don't remember.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the ice freezing the city fucked up the containment unit and broke the
Maybe
walls
that's
and
what it
stuff.
was. Yeah.
And then it got freed. I don't know, man. And then, so they're all having to gear up because they know Baku's coming. And then, so Ray and Winston show up and Annie Potts and.
Everybody, there's
Yeah.
15 fucking people in that firehouse with proton packs and suits. I'm like, I get the legacy stuff. I get that you want to, you have all the characters in the first movie, but my God, do we really need to have all 15 of these fucking characters in the firehouse?
Yeah. And they do establish the proton pack doesn't work on him.
Yeah.
Like he can freeze the proton stream, which is really cool looking.
Yeah, that was pretty
Like when
cool.
it freezes and shatters and so it doesn't work. So they're all standing there with useless tech. And then Bill Murray shows up for the final battle and Janine Melton, it's in uniform. All right. And he gets the whiskey out of the
Oh yeah, that
wall.
was pretty
Anybody
good.
want some bravery? Let's do this. Whoa, somebody's coming. All right.
He's wearing sunglasses at one point. Like, what
Yeah.
the
Yeah, and there was another thing, like people like bought the specific sunglasses, he wore them for a second or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're all standing there with useless tech, and then I think Baku finally comes in, blows off the doors.
Or he comes down the
And
fire
then
pole. I thought that was kind of funny. He's in the whole garb and he's whee,
Najim, he's in the metal stuff.
whee. Yeah.
And then Possessor possesses the Ecto-1 and tries to ram him. And
Oh
I thought
yeah.
that was pretty good because that happens in real Ghostbusters. The Ecto-1 gets possessed and has red lights, just like in the
Oh yeah, that's
movie.
cool.
And that's a pretty cool throwback. And then it has to jump around. I think this happens after Baku's already defeated, if I remember correctly. But Possessor jumps into like a Pizza Hut pizza or
Oh yeah,
something
it's
like
like
that, sitting on the counter, and then the pizza's
whoosh,
like sliding across the counter, and then Slimer just comes up, eats it.
yeah.
Like that would somehow defeat it.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't jump out of his stomach or something, you know?
Oh yeah, I think
Anyways,
that
and
was
then.
before because that's when we established that Namir can alter the proton, whatever, the stream, because he like jumps in at one point and like manipulates the stream out the window.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he can manipulate more
This
than
is
just fire. I
awesome.
guess it's just energy he can do, but
Yeah, right. And then when Baku's there, they all start shooting him, and then like Phoebe's like, "I told you that the equipment is useless." So, I
Yeah.
tried to tell you that. Because she alters one pack and like dips the, well, it works on these aluminum
Yeah.
solenoids in the cyclotron, and if I dip them in brass, perhaps it'll make a stream that could affect him. And it kind of does, right? But it doesn't do much to him. But he can't
Yeah, I
freeze
remember.
it,
Yeah. I do
and it take.
I do love that new suit though. Like when she fires it up and you see the coil in the back, woof, 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 and it starts going, I was like, that's
Yeah,
fucking cool. Yeah.
practical effect too.
Yeah.
I saw them play with that. It's got a drum that spins inside there with sandpaper and actuating solenoids of whatever that flint that go pop in at different points to make it look like it's cycling. And that's all real. Pretty
That's
cool.
cool. Yeah. But at one point Phoebe has him wrapped while the f Oh no, that's okay. I was trying to remember where the ghost girl came into play, but she shows up with her one match that's established early on that she's stuck with this kind of item that she
Oh
just
yeah, she has
don't
like the
do
match that
the
she
one
burned down
match.
her family's fucking
Yeah.
diner with.
And so she lights it so the fire master can use it to
Yeah.
destroy
Oh
the
yeah. He's got the... And he mixes the fire with the proton stream, and they're hitting it. And Ray has this stupid speech about, "Oh, reversing the polarium of the containment unit. I should have known." And then it would suck up any ghost that's ever been in it, including Baku. And
Yeah.
yeah, they hit that switch, and it sucks them all in. And that's the end, right? And then,
There's a
yeah,
bit of a crowd scene, yeah.
there is a cool shot at the end that's reminiscent of 84 when they're going out, and for some reason the whole town has showed up at the Ghostbusters headquarters. And the Ghostbusters, like the parade scene in 84. And I wish they would have used that and had, you know, Peter, "We're the beautiful, we're the only
Yeah.
Ghostbusters." Do, 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 do. And it ended on that.
Yeah.
But they're talking, they're doing interviews, and Phoebe gets an interview. The best stuff is Nadir or Nadim in an interview. Yeah, and then apparently I'm a fire master, and I just learned that today. And then he like starts crying or some shit. So I was more successful than my brother, or something like that. That's some pretty good
It
stuff.
sucks because there's a well, one someone in the crowd, they just ADR this line, I'm assuming. They call him Dickless. That's a throwback line. I was like, was that necessary? I guess it was kind of funny, but it was like, is that really necessary?
Yeah.
But my problem with the end, or my frustration with the end, is you got this awesome moment where Phoebe calls Paul Rudd her dad, because throughout the movie, here or there, they kind of that's one of the plot points is him trying to be a father figure, although it's not really explored that much, which sucks because you want that moment to hit. That you like, I'm reminded of something like Maverick at the end when Maverick's like, "Thank you for saving my life," and what's his name? Not Goose, Rooster. Is it Rooster? I don't know. Whatever the fucking Goose's son's name. He's like, "That's what my dad would have done," and they embrace. It's like an emotional moment. You're like, oh, they built that whole movie up for that moment. And this movie, when she calls him dad, it's like, oh, I guess that was kind of cute, but you didn't really do a whole lot of building up to that. Like that moment should have gave us tears in our eyes when she called her, his dad. But it's just kind of like,
Yeah, that's it, man.
then we get
And then we,
for Ivan, just like in the last
yeah.
one they did for Harold.
Which is a shame because the Four Herald was an amazing tribute.
Yeah.
I think I had that as a 9 or something. And this
Actually,
one
yeah.
doesn't
When
quite.
we get to our review, I actually went back and watched. I don't know if you went back and watched our Afterlife, but I will let you know what we gave that one when we compare it to this one.
Don't remember, but I know it was high and deservingly. And so for Ivan, kind of sucks that his tribute is this. I think this is easily the worst of the Reitman verse, so I'm not counting 2016. So I think Ghostbusters 1, 2, and Afterlife are all better than this. Which isn't saying much because those are all really good.
Yeah,
Okay,
totally.
so it's not a huge knock on this movie. I enjoyed the movie. Oh yeah, then we get the mid-credit scene. I don't know if you saw it. It was just
Yeah, I did.
the mini puffs. It wasn't really much to it. They kind of insinuate maybe a return of Stay Puft, I thought, but didn't quite get to that. And it was kind of throwaway. Definitely wasn't. You don't need to see it if you want to see it. Stay.
Oh yeah, I have a little gripe with the theater, ticket ripper guy. We get to the podium and he's like, "Good choice tonight." I was like, "Cool, thanks." And he's like, "Make sure you stick around. There's an end credit scene." I was like, "That was nice. I appreciate that. Like, genuinely, I appreciate that." So I know. So I'm watching it, and for everyone, if they don't remember, Afterlife had a mid-credit scene and an end-credit scene. The mid-credit scene was Venkman and Sigourney Weaver doing their thing, and then the end was the Ernie Hudson stuff. And so I'm watching this, and the guy said, "Stick around, there's the end credits." And so I stick around and see the Stay Puft thing. I'm like, okay. So then I sit to the very end, no end credits. I'm like, motherfucker, you say there's a mid-credit scene. You don't tell me there's are two different things. There's an end credit and there's a mid-credit. Don't tell me there's an end credit. There was a mid-credit. So I had a little I sat there thinking there was going to be an end credit one, because
That
Afterlife
just reminded me,
happened.
for ours, our mid-credit, the fucking Usher guy comes in. You know, the lights that come on, they come on a little bit. So it's still kind of dark. And the Usher comes in and he's standing at the entrance, you know, the little walkway. And he's like, oh, he starts talking to
Whoa.
us. He's like, oh, stick around, check it out, look at this. And I'm like, dude, shut up. What are you doing? We don't need you. It's like we're all here. We're gonna see it. It's like, why are you talking during this? This
That's
is
weird.
ridiculous. Never had a Usher come and talk during a part of the movie. Anyways, worst of the Ivan verse. I still enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun little theater romp just to get more Ghostbusters. I'm always happy when we get more Ghostbusters as long as it's not terrible, and this wasn't terrible to me. I had fun. I think I liked it more walking out of it than I do now, thinking about it more. But yeah, it was just fun to see. We got a lot of Ecto-1 and driving and stuff, which we didn't get in the first one, which I thought was cool. We get a lot of suits. We get a lot of world building, which was fun and cool.
Yeah, totally.
I just thought it was fun. And I think I'm not disappointed it was made. We'll see where we go from here. I had fun with it. It's not great. It's no Afterlife. So for this one, I think I'm gonna have to go with just an even 7. I enjoyed it. Fun little popcorn romp. Not quite what I was expecting. I was expecting something more in line with Afterlife of a really great Ghostbusters movie, but I'm still pretty happy with what I got.
We, maybe a surprise, are very aligned. I think the best way I can describe this movie is that I had a great time watching it, but I have no desire to watch it again, which I guess is a good thing and a bad thing. I just don't think there's anything, like, there's no dramatic scenes I want to revisit. There's no, like, big action set piece that's worth, like, because there's action movies where, like, I walk out, I'm like, God, I want to watch that fucking cool action scene again on the big screen. But there's nothing in here that's like kind of worth or wanting to revisit. And I think the problem is, we've already kind of alluded to it with all the things we talked about, is that this movie just has too much going on. There's like five different subplots, and it's just like, get rid of some of these, focus on Phoebe's ghost thing, focus on the family unit with Paul Rudd, and that's kind of your movie. And then, obviously you can still play with the legacy stuff. I think but yeah, I think that's the movie's biggest problem, is it's doing so many different things. However, that being said, there is a lot that I like about it. I liked Ray's involvement. I thought he was fucking great in this movie. I think I agree, the world building stuff was really fun with the new kind of warehouse thing that they have. But yeah, just the middle of this movie, it's just jumping around to so many different things, and it's like none of these plot points have enough room to breathe. They don't really hit. The villain is, I like the design of the villain. The design of the villain is really fucking spooky with like the huge claws and
But
shit.
it was disappointing, like from the time he's freed till the time he gets captured is what, 15 minutes?
If that,
It's like nothing, right? And I thought from watching trailers and stuff, I thought we're gonna get him freed in the beginning of the movie, and then the whole movie is kind of figuring out how to get them. But no, it's really all right at the end.
Yeah, the whole city doesn't even freeze like the last 15 minutes of the movie, and all he does is float into the firehouse, and then they have the little comfort, and that's it. Like, there's no,
Yeah, he's
which I kind of
kind of
appreciate.
whack for this.
But on one hand, it's like it was kind of anticlimactic, but at the same time, I kind of appreciate it because I think a lot of big movies like this get too ridiculous, over the top, just loud, obnoxious CGI bullshit. So I'm kind of glad they didn't go too far with it. I like that it's kind of small, intimate. But at the same time, it is kind of anticlimactic. Like, again, he just floats in the firehouse. There's some dialogue. They shoot him and he dies, and that's the end of the movie. So I wish it would something a little bit more of a
Should have
climax.
had Ray. Now that I'm thinking, Ray should have. That wasn't such a chore, now was it?
But yeah, overall, like I said, it's a good movie. I had fun watching it, but yeah, I was watching Afterlife. Yeah, we should probably touch on. I want to touch on Afterlife for a second, but I was watching Afterlife right before this movie, like literally sitting at home. I actually didn't even have a chance to finish it because, like, oh shit, we gotta go. And I kind of just fast forward the last 5 minutes because I couldn't remember if they established them actually moving to New York, which they actually don't. But I just couldn't remember how that transition happened, so I kind of skipped to the end, and I got teary-eyed because I jumped right to that moment. Like, even just jumping into that moment, I got teary-eyed. But as I was watch, I got to like the first hour, and as I was watching it, I was like, "This movie's fucking awesome." And I, for some reason, had a memory of me being kind of lukewarm on it. I was like, "I think I give this movie a 7." And as I'm watching it, like, this is what the fuck was I smoking? So I went back and watched our review, not the whole thing, but like kind of our rating part. And you gave it an 8.5, and I gave it a 9. And I was like, oh, okay, so I did review it. We both reviewed it positively. And for good reason, because that movie, even just watching the first hour, I was just sucked into it. Like, I like that small town kind of Spielberg child adventure, but with a Ghostbuster skin. I like the family dynamic. I like Phoebe trying to figure out who her grandpa is, and Paul Rudd's introduction, like showing Cujo and Child's Play to summer school. Like, there's so many, like, or the first set piece where they're driving through the downtown of this small area, and they discover the gunner seat, and they're trying to shoot the thing, and the older brother's driving, or just the icon. I think it's iconic. The fucking Ecto-1 driving through a wheat field and like just skidding out. Like, I don't know, just from a visual standpoint, like that's so fucking cool because we're so used to it being in New York. But yeah, I think Afterlife, I stand by that 9. I'm assuming you stand by your 8.5. I think it's a much better movie than this and much more rewatchable. So yeah, for me, long story, I'm kind of rambling here, but I'm giving it a 7.2. So we're pretty damn close this week. Yeah, I think, you love Ghostbusters, you're going to see this anyway, but I think it's a good time. I looked at the Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's a little low. I think it is pretty enjoyable. A 45, I think, is where I saw it at. I was like, eh, that's, I don't know if that's what critics are have a problem with. I guess it's all the plot points, but it's still enjoyable, even though it's kind of a mess. You know what I mean?
I think we just got a little spoiled with not having Ghostbusters for so long and then getting a really good one.
Yeah.
And now this is not as good, so people are just tearing it apart.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
that's a lot of what it is. So, yeah, 7 and a 7.2.
Yep.
Yeah, go check it out in theaters right now. I think you'll enjoy it. It's fun. It's fun. You take the whole family, take the kids, it's fun. As always, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Always come check us out on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Music, and we'd appreciate having you. Like and subscribe. Come hang out with us all the time. We love having you. And until the next piece, I think we say peace.
Peace.